the government has basically made a mess of this penalty points issue since the beginning, and the first iteration of that they had of it was shut down by the Supreme Court a number of years ago, and they've been trying ever since to implement it in the way that they want it, and which clearly isn't working. They need to go back to the drawing board and bring in a penalty point system that actually will work for everybody. I think that's all that anybody's looking for in terms of all the penalty points, and that is reflective of the actual life within the fishing industry and gives fishermen time to respond to the points when they're issued on the licence as well.
And a vote is to be taken on a motion put forward by Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher. Are you confident that adequate changes could be made?
It seems that the government isn't that keen on doing it, and it'd be interesting to see now over the next couple of days whether they'll actually look at and making these changes, because if they don't, they are saying that it puts at risk large amounts of funding from the European Union Common Fisheries Policy, and that's really, they're saying that's the blame of the people who are opposing the penalty points regime, but it's really to the blame of the government, because they have dragged their heels on this for so long. This issue has been around since about 2009, and the government is saying now it's a matter of time is of the essence. In 2018, which doesn't make any sense at all.